Improvement Pill here. I often get emails and comments from people asking about the books I recommend to read, and it's one thing to give you guys a reading list, but I think it's equally important to give you guys an idea of what sorts of books you should read so that you can explore different topics on your own, which is why in today's episode we're going to talk about what I consider to be the four most important types of books that you should check out. So let's jump right into it. The first type of book you should read are health-related books, specifically books on diet. See, there are so many areas in our lives that we can improve on, but I think it's safe to say that one of the best places, if not the best place to start, is with your diet and your overall health. This is because if your health is subpar, you'll often find yourself with low levels of energy, and it's going to be extremely hard for you to make changes in your life when you can barely stay awake for more than half the day. Books about diet educate you on what certain foods do to your body, and as you start to understand the science behind things like insulin, leptin, carbohydrates, and fats, you'll find yourself consuming more of the right foods and less of the bad ones. And if you're able to make these changes, you should see a drastic effect on your levels of energy and mood throughout the day, which will trickle down to success in other areas of your life. A good example of a book like this is The Case Against Sugar by Gary Tobbs, which will reveal to you just how bad sugar is. You should also look into books on sleep and fitness, as they also play a pretty important role. The second type of book you should read are ones about money. Now, people don't like to talk about money, but money is something that each and every single one of us needs in order to survive in this modern day and age. Without it, you will find yourself struggling on a day-to-day basis, stressed out of your mind, and certainly unhappy. I personally like to think of money as a game. Imagine if you were playing Monopoly and you didn't know the rules. You didn't know what to spend your money on. You didn't know how to use your pieces. Chances are you'd find yourself bankrupt and out of the game in just a couple of rounds. That's the approach most people take when it comes to money nowadays. We're all playing the game of money, but the large majority of us haven't even read the rule book. It's no wonder why most people struggle to get by. When you read books about money, how to generate more money, how to invest, passive income, real estate, and things like this, you will start to understand the rules of the game. This will make it significantly easier to get ahead because you're playing against people who don't even know what they're doing. Some good examples of books on money are Unshakable by Tony Robbins and Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. The third type of book you should look into are books on psychology, specifically books on how our own mind and brain works. See, the thing is, biological evolution, how our brains have evolved over the course of millions of years, happens at a much slower rate than the speed technology and society have been growing at in modern times. And because of this, tons of mental health related issues are popping up left and right. Things like addiction, ADHD, anxiety, depression, and the like are issues that more and more people are facing because of all of these changes. In order to make sure that we live a good life mentally, we need to learn about how our brain works. If we do not, society and technology will make it into its slave. Books like The Power of Habit and Smarter, Faster, Better, both by Charles Duhigg, will teach you how to optimize your brain to avoid addiction and become more productive. While books like The Performance Cortex by Zach Schonbrunn will give you insight on the connection between our brains and our body. The more you understand your brain, the more control you will have over it. The fourth and final genre that I think you should check out are biographies, specifically autobiographies and memoirs. You know how they say that you are the five people you surround yourself with? Well, the reason this is actually true is because we often subconsciously copy the habits and the values of the people around us. When you start reading biographies, it's kind of like having a really successful friend tell you their life story, and by just the factor of association, just by listening to this story, you will start to pick up on the successful habits that made them who they are. Because behind every successful person, there's a system of effective and powerful habits. On top of that, you'll learn about their values, what drove them to work so hard and accomplish so much. These are often values that you've never heard of because the people that you're surrounded with, none of them have them. Once you hear about these values, you're gonna find yourself liking a couple of these and adopting them as your own. It's also important to note that you'll learn about these authors' mistakes. These are often huge mistakes that set them back for years at a time, but they will tell you all about these mistakes and what you can do to avoid them so you don't have to personally suffer through them like they did. Good examples of books like this are Shoe Dog by the founder of Nike and Pour Your Heart Into It by the founder of Starbucks. These are what I consider to be the four best genres that you should look into on your own in order to further your development. Of course, there are other good genres out there, but I think these four will have the biggest impact on your life in regards to self-improvement. This episode was brought to you with the help of the guys at Blinkist. Now that you know what types of books you should read, you need to start looking around for good options. And Blinkist is perfect for this. Blinkist takes the key teachings from thousands of books and then compresses them into 15-minute summaries that you can read or even listen to. It's an app that I've been using for quite a while now, and it's helped me out a lot. See, I'm constantly looking for new ways to improve my own life, so I'm always on a hunt for new information. But I simply don't have the time every single week to read dozens of books. Blinkist allows me to quickly learn about new topics and techniques and try them out. Go to www.blinkist.com/improvement pill or click on the link in the description box below to get access to their new promotion. The first 100 viewers who click on this link will get an extended 1-week free trial. One of my favorite summaries on their app is actually their summary of the 7 habits of highly successful people. These are 7 powerful habits that will drastically change your life if you can implement them. So I highly recommend you guys to check it out. Besides that, guys, stay tuned.